I'm Mark Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Nearly 40 hospitals in the Mountain West are being penalized for having high rates of infections or complications from hospital stays. That's according to data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Madeline Beck reports.
The government penalizes 25% of U.S. hospitals that have the highest rates of infections or complications. To do that, Medicare reimburses those hospitals 1% less than normal. Some think the penalty isn't enough, while others think it's unfair to hospitals that keep better records or serve sicker patients. Regardless, healthcare advisors stress that if a hospital is on this list, they should take an honest look at their operations and see if they can do better, whether or not this list is fair for their operations. To see if your local hospital is on the list, you can find Kaiser Health News' database on their website, khn.org. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
16 Colorado hospitals will be penalized for high injury and complication rates this year. Of those, Sterling Regional Med Center had the most annual penalties. It had 5 over the last 6 years. Colorado lawmakers have advanced a bill to allow college student athletes to profit from their names and images. The bill also gives the NCAA or Congress time to issue guidance beforehand. Colorado's Senate Education Committee heard testimony today on the bipartisan legislation. The bill would allow college athletes to be compensated without surrendering their scholarships. Athletes could hire attorneys or agents to negotiate with outside parties on their behalf. If passed, Colorado's act would go into effect in 2023. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.